Well, hello and welcome to Local Matters. We have two special guests with us today from Upperman High School here in Putnam County. Billy Stepp is principal of the school, and Amy Rashawn is a teacher and sponsor of the Beta Club, the student government, or at least very active in those activities at Upperman. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you, and we're going to be talking about a special award that Upperman received, or a special recognition more than an award. But before we do that, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about your personal background? Our listeners may not know much about you. So, Amy, you want to start?
Well, thank you. My name is Amy Rashawn. I am new to Tennessee here. This is my second year here. It all started with me graduating high school, and I joined the Marine Corps. I served for 7 years, and I got out and ended up marrying a Marine. So I had the privilege to go and travel with him. So this Purple Star Award is near and dear to me, where I understand the troubles and the struggles that military families face when it comes to transitioning and moving and going to different schools. We happened to travel through Tennessee one spring break and absolutely fell in love. And we were lucky enough to find a little land of our own here in Sparta, Tennessee, and this is where we're going to be retiring.
That's great. And Billy?
I'm Billy Stepp, principal at Upperman High School. Taught music right out of college, and then ended up being encouraged to go into admin, and this is my 11th or 12th year, I guess, in Baxter. So was principal at Cornerstone, then Upperman Middle, and then Upperman High School. And currently I'm a chief warrant officer in the Tennessee National Guard.
Well, it's great to have you both with us, and you certainly are qualified to speak on this subject that we're talking about today. But we want to celebrate the special status that Upperman received recently, the Tennessee Purple Star Award. And if you would, just tell us a little bit about that.
So the Tennessee Purple Star Award recognizes schools that have gone through a program and allowing military families to really seek out schools that will help their transition into our area a little bit easier. I think the biggest contribution to being a Purple Star school is that transition for that student, knowing that they're going to be registered at our school and all their credits that they have worked so hard for is going to translate into our school as well.
We also have students whose parents are about to deploy or just came back from deployment or are gone currently on deployment that we try to cater to any need that they will need. So that's part of being a military-friendly school that's required by the Purple Star Award.
And this is the first time that Upperman has received it, and I think you are the first in this region. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes. It's only been Tennessee Purple Heart has been around for, this is its third year in Tennessee. So we were very, very proud to be able to go through that process, and Ms. Rashawn and the SGA did a great job with handling the application and then the programs that we need to do to support those military families.
So you jumped on it quickly. And Amy, this is a big deal, and you were part of that team effort. Tell us about how you led the team and who was involved and what the process was.
Sure. So I worked very closely with Mrs. Bree Wheeler, our administrative admin principal, and we worked together on really showcasing things that we were already implementing in the school. But we just wanted to emphasize a little bit more, get the whole school involved, to get our community involved. And so our focus was, how are we going to integrate military events within our school? So student government was the perfect platform for us to, for those growing leaders within our schools to take charge and think about events and how we're going to really encourage and most importantly educate our Baxter citizens and community on the importance of military families and how we can help recognize them. And so we were able to, throughout the school year, implement some different events and activities, inviting people from the outside to come in, as well as bring in awareness to our own students, the importance of military children and recognizing them and really showing them that we're really supporting them.
Well, that's great. It's such an important thing, and I can imagine a military family with the kinds of transitions they go through, really appreciating having a military friendly environment for their kids to go in. You mentioned the student government. What all kinds of things did you involve students in to help you get prepared for this award?
We first started off with the Veterans Day program, where we hold our annual Veterans Day program, but which we were already doing, but really focused on recognizing who our military children were, to include students and the faculty members and our local community members. And we were able to celebrate them through a breakfast, inviting them all. And then they recognized, wow, we had a lot more military-affiliated students and faculty than we initially thought. The Beta Club did an awesome job doing with Operation Lift Spirits, where they were able to write to our service members to help show their appreciation and support for them while they're on deployment. And then, of course, we dedicated the entire month of April as a Military Child Month, where we held different activities school-wide every week, and of course celebrating the importance of Purple Up Day, which is actually the honoring of military children.
This helped you put together the application packet, and then how did you find out that you'd been chosen as a school?
So we had a checklist that we had to go through, and Mrs. Wheeler and I made sure that we had everything all planned out, and we submitted the application, and I believe in...
They said Ms. Wheeler completed it perfectly.
Yes.
She did a great job.
An awesome job. And I believe it was late April, early May, when we got the word that we were going to be awarded. So we were super excited about
that. Pretty cool. And it sounds like several of you did an over-the-top job on putting it together. Now, you served in the military. Tell us a little bit about your background in the Marine Corps and your experiences and how that helped get the school ready for this award.
Sure. So I really didn't have a plan after high school. And the military recruiter just did a really great job. And thank goodness the Navy recruiter was never in. He was always out to lunch. And so the Marine recruiter kind of, you know, helped me through the process of deciding that, hey, Marine Corps is going to be where I'm going to go. It was such a privilege. I couldn't think of a better route for me to have done to, you know, start off my young adult journey. And it gave me the opportunity afterwards to go to college. And then, of course, marrying a Marine was a whole different set of challenges. And this program was really important to me because my oldest, who's 13, this is his sixth different school that he's attended to. So I understand the struggles and the frustration when it comes to getting transcripts over and helping him, knowing that if he wanted to participate in sports, that he was going to be allowed to with this Purple Star program, even if it's going to be in the middle of the school year. So just that little bit of extra support and knowledge, knowing that we are going to be a military-friendly school, gave me that little bit more comfort. And hopefully that other families that are coming into this area will recognize that their transition is going to be just that much easier for them.
I grew up in a school near Kennedy Space Center and Patrick Air Force Base that had similar kinds of things, many military transfer students. Mm-hmm. And it is a challenging environment, no question. Delighted that you brought that experience to this program and that you were able to help Upperman get it. Well, Mr. Stepp, as principal, tell us what's involved in this Purple Star experience. What are the main things that they look for that you had to show as a school?
Sure, there's certain events that, as Ms. Rushan explained, that we have to have throughout the year, a certain amount of events that are military-friendly and focused on the support of the total military family. So once we had some already scheduled, some we added, like the Military Child Month, which is April, and the activities there, and a spirit week, and some really cool events like that centered around those military children. Once we had those in effect, then Ms. Wheeler and Ms. Rushan started that application process. But being a Purple Star school, I think, is something every school should look at, because there's a lot more military families out there than we know of. And just to give you a few stats here. There's approximately 2 million military children that have experienced a parental deployment since 2001. There are currently 1.2 million military children of active duty members worldwide. Nearly 80% of military children attend public schools throughout the United States. The average military family moves three times more often than their civilian counterparts, and the repeated and extended separations and increased hazards of deployment compound stressors in every military child's lives. So these are some major stats that I hope will encourage other principals to create or have their people, Ms. Wheeler and Ms. Rushan, were the driving force behind this for Upperman. Have your best and brightest get out there, and this is another way that we can provide help to children that I didn't know those stats until we started digging. It's just amazing how many children are out there that need this assistance.
Well, and I can just imagine a young man or young woman that has a parent deployed to whatever foreign country at this point, certainly in a combat role during the past few years. That's got to be a stressful day every day to think about that.
Sure, and we have a student currently, I believe his father is deploying
in December.
So, and we've had a student with a parent that deployed just about every year since I've been at Upperman in the past 5 years. So,
well, that's great. This is a landmark program and one that, as you said, I hope other schools will benchmark and will begin to see the kind of things they can do that just make life a little easier for military families. Well, we are talking to Billy Stepp, the principal at Upperman High School, and Amy Rushan, a teacher who is also primary leader behind the Purple Star Award that Upperman recently received. We are going to take a quick break. This is Local Matters, and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking education matters today, and we're talking particularly about Upperman High School's Purple Star Award status, being a Purple Star school. And why is this called Purple Star? What's the big activity surrounding that?
Well, the significance of the color purple, it was chosen because it's a combination of the Army green, the Coast Guard blue, the Air Force blue, the Marine red, and the Navy blue. So we believe purple has been the color of the military child because they're all serving in every military service. So that's how that came about to be called the Purple Star Award here in Tennessee. And it's in several states, so it's not just dedicated to just Tennessee. But they also have a military child flower dedicated to the military child, and that's the dandelion. So, and the reason it is, it can put down roots almost anywhere. It's almost impossible to destroy. It's an unpretentious plant, yet good looking. It's a survivor in a broad range of climates. Military children bloom everywhere the winds carry them. They are hardy and upright. Their roots are strong. So, it's really neat that they have those different types of and designations for the military child.
That is a great description. It really is, of the dandelion and the military child.
Absolutely.
What do you think, and this is just an opinion for both of you, but what do you think the biggest challenge to the military child is?
I think one of the things that they face is just the day-to-day challenges of maybe having one or both parents away. maybe not knowing when's the next time I'm going to be able to speak to them, or, you know, gee, they're not going to be there for my first day of school, or just some sort of activity that they're going to be missing out. And I think we do overlook the stresses of that military personnel, knowing that, you know, how they're feeling of missing out first day of school, how are their kids doing, you know, not being able to check in with them time to time. So I think that's something that once we identify a military student or military affiliated child, that we can, you know, closely monitor and maybe guide them through tough times or just everyday scenario, everyday situation, making sure that they're okay and knowing that we're there to care about them and making sure that they're going to be okay as well. And also, you know, reach out to the parent as well that's overseas. And that's where, you know, I really appreciated Beta Club doing the Operation Spirit Lift with, you know, the letters. And believe it or not, those little things go far for military personnel that's away from home. So,
and they wrote over 300 letters
they
to
sure
different
did.
Service people, if I remember right.
They did. And I know it was greatly appreciated just to get some, you know, warm encouragement from home as well.
I think it's interesting, too. I know several people in Baxter who grew up with the childhood friend from kindergarten, and they're still best friends today. Whereas a military child moving around as much as they do, they don't have that stable circle of friends all the time. They have to start all over when they show up in a new school or a new town, find a new church or whatever it is, and parents finding jobs. If the spouse who's at home taking care of the children needs a job, you got that stress for two. So there's a lot of long-term things that could happen to that child. Maybe that's why they're so tough, I think.
I think you're probably right. They've got a resilience that not every child has to develop in their early years. Well, this program fits Upperman well. Talk a little bit about Upperman's background and sort of how this program fits it.
Well, when I first came to Baxter at Cornerstone, our biggest event for anything, family engagement, it was bigger than some of our sporting events, was our Veterans Day program, where we invited students to go invite their friends, family that were veterans or currently serving, and it was a huge crowd. I mean, it was standing room only in our auditorium at the time. We had to move it to the gym at one point at the middle school. So I found out then very quickly that Baxter and Putnam County, but Baxter specifically, is very proud of the people serving and the people that have served. And when I got to Baxter or Upperman High School, created a campus community council, and it's basically a group to create projects on campus that'll stand the test of time, not do benches and stuff like that, but what is going to be something that Baxter will be really proud about, and what's our first project. And that was our Veterans Monument, and it ended up being the four pillars that we have: the truth, honor, loyalty, and service, which I think line up with military values, just straight up line up. It's great, great correlation. But each pillar has the names of everyone who's either at Baxter Seminary or Upperman High School that has served, and even current people that are serving. So it's one of those great things down by the Veterans Field House that we're very proud of. And that was created by Upperman alumni, not by me. This was a council of Upperman alumni who reached out to Upperman alumni, Baxter Seminary alumni, and they funded that. It was $20,000 plus project, and that was funded by the alumni of Upperman. So you can tell how important that is in the community and how proud we are. And that's why we do military at Upperman Day. We have all the recruiters come out with the kids. We recognize veterans. All those types of events, the recruiters are welcome to come in Upperman High School anytime. So I encourage them to come in and help teach classes or whatever it is that their specialty is. So that's just kind of the climate and culture we're in Baxter. It's a great environment to be in and to live.
And I think I heard you say earlier that most schools in the regions have a Veterans Day of some type?
Yeah, in Putnam County, every school has a Veterans Day program. Every elementary school, the middle schools, the high schools. I know ours is is set for Veterans Day that afternoon. And I know Cookeville High School has a couple of nights. They have so many people come to theirs. They have a couple of nights, and they do a great ceremony for veterans there. It's a great event. And I know Monterey also does. Monterey High School does their veterans event. It's very proud in Putnam. You're in a place where military, everything is military friendly around
no
here.
Question.
So
yep.
It's kind of a neat environment to be in. And every school could be a Purple Star school just by some of the stuff they're already doing. So,
well, that's good. So it's just a matter of getting the structure together and, letting people know the good work that's going on.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like you all are willing to share what you've done and help them get there.
Absolutely. That would not be a problem at all.
And if I remember reading correctly, you invite veterans to things like homecoming and other activities where you they come to the football game and
Absolutely.
Celebrate along with your students.
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do at Upperman is they're welcome anytime. We have a large community of veterans. Like on the monument alone, there's over 600 names. Dating all the way back to 1918, I believe, is our first
wow.
name, and that was a Baxter Seminary student alumni that served, and it goes all the way up to, I guess, 3 years ago is when we collected the names, so it'd be 3 years ago, whoever was serving, maybe their first year is on that monument. So, and then we'll add names as they come, but it's just a neat recognition of that community in Baxter.
Well, that's a lot to celebrate, and it's certainly the Baxter community certainly is supportive of what you're doing with this Purple Star program. So it sounds like some great synergy there. Well, we are going to take a quick break. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Billy Stepp and Amy Ruchon from Upperman High School, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking educational matters today, and in particular, we are talking about a special award that Upperman High School received, the Tennessee Purple Star status, and we've got a lot to celebrate there, but we've got a lot of other things to celebrate that aren't as closely tied to military, and we want to be sure to talk about the great things going on at Upperman. But before we do, we haven't talked about ROTC, even though we've been talking about military kinds of activities. And you've got a very active ROTC program at Upperman, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we really appreciate Colonel Philpo allowing First Sergeant Douglas Romero to come down. He teaches two classes. We got two full classes of students in JROTC. And that's just a great program on our campus, starting to show students how to become leaders and leaders of peers. Of course, they got a great color guard, and then they have a lot of activity going on during the year. The color guard always leads us in our homecoming parade and award ceremonies and football games and basketball and all that. So they do a lot of things inside the school, and luckily First Sergeant Romero, he's great. He's a retired Army medic for 28 years, I think, or maybe
wow.
24, 25. I can't remember exactly, but he served active duty as an Army medic, and just an all-around great guy, and he's great to have on campus, and the kids really respond to his leadership, and they've learned a lot in ROTC. It's a different kind of class. You learn a lot of discipline, a lot of self-control. It's just really neat to see students, teenagers, learning those values.
And I guess you both have military backgrounds yourselves. So talk about what JROTC does for the student. What do they experience while they're at Upperman?
Sure. So a lot of it revolves around the Army values, and depending on which school you're at, it could be a Marine ROTC, it could be Air Force ROTC, and a lot of what they learn is around the value system. So for the Army, you have loyalty, you have duty, you have respect, you have selfless service, you have honor, you have integrity, and personal courage. Those values are what drives what you do as a soldier, and the value system hopefully leads you to become a better leader and a better member of society. And just getting that alone, along with the physical activity and the physical training they do, is huge for this, for a teenager at that age. Ms. Rushon can probably talk a little more about what military values for the Marine Corps.
Oh, I see it. You know, I hold it accountable for all the students of honor, courage, and commitment. But with our JROTC program, I like to hold it, you know, a little higher standards for those students that are participating, and the accountability issue, knowing that they are demonstrating and exemplifying leadership. And so it's important for them to continue that, whether or not they're in the uniform. You know, the way they behave and how they interact and becoming leaders in the classroom is an important aspect. So it's such a wonderful program for us to have and see that implemented within them. And also provides them structure, a lot of guidance for students that may or may not have an idea what they want to do beyond high school. And so maybe military might be a choice for them. So getting them started a little bit early and understanding, you know, what it might take, is a great precursor for them.
And not all students at the junior high and high school level respond to structure too well, do they?
No, it could be an eye-opening experience for a lot of them. But I think the more that they work together and realize that they're not the only one going through this whole program, they start to appreciate it a little bit more. So it's one of those programs where it takes anybody can participate, but it really takes that special person to really make it a driving force for it.
And what do they do outside of the classroom? Do they have field experiences that they go through in ROTC?
Yeah, they have a team that challenges other teams within, we're a part of the Kutwal's Raider Battalion, but they challenge the other teams in the battalion, and then they do it locally, some physical fitness obstacles and things like that where they compete. And then they also, at least before COVID, they would go to a summer camp and they would learn how, like the rappelling tower was always fun. I went up there and did that with them. And then they had different team obstacles that you have to perform as a team, and you can't be successful at them unless everyone is working together to understand how to solve that problem or get every soldier over that wall. How are you going to do that? And it was different obstacles like that they did at the summer camp. It was really a very neat program there.
I went to summer camp with our ROTC unit out at Tech and went to Fort Lewis, Washington with them. And those folks had a little bit more challenge getting their president over some of the obstacles that were there. But I learned to respect the ants at Fort Lewis more than any other single thing, I think. Well, it's a great experience for a young man or a young woman to go through that, and many need that structure, and this is a really great opportunity for them at Upperman. But let's talk more generally about Upperman now. The school year's off to a good start. We're still deep in the fall. How many students have you got approximately this year, and how's everything going?
Well, it has started off with a bang. We knew last year that this was going to be our largest student body we've ever had. We're right at capacity, busting at the seams a little bit. We're around 880. It just depends on which week we have somebody moving in. We had two more people move in today, which was exciting for us to have. But that also created some challenges for the teachers. A lot of teachers have multiple preps now because of the number of students. It's just that's the only way we can fill those sections. So the teachers are really working hard. We're really proud of them and the things they're doing. And, of course, student activities are full-blown. We've already had homecoming and Upperman Day, and we had a parade that day, which was great to go back and do that. It's been a couple of years since we got to do that. And our parade goes by both the elementary schools, and we end up at the middle school and the high school, and then we kick off with a pep rally and a bunch of games and all kinds of spirit stuff going on between the classes. So it was a lot of fun. So that's full blown. Of course, golf had a great season. The boys ended up fifth and the girls ended up eighth in the state. So we're really proud of those students and Coach Joey Jones and Coach BJ Johnson and Mrs. Jones. All of them did a great job with those kids. So we're really proud of that. And of course, volleyball, Had a great season too. We got a new coach with Miss Barbie and Miss Moss. So, they did a great job with the girls and they had a lot of fun and, ended a little disappointment down in Soddy Daisy, but they had a great season and the girls, excelled all the way through the season. So that was a lot of fun too. Of course, lacrosse is starting to go on. And we just got all kinds of activities flying around the band. I got to go see the band contest down in Giles County, and the band did a great job. So everybody's really hitting. The cheerleaders are all over the place. The dance team's doing great, and they're all doing awesome. So it's neat to be back into the full swing after last year and the challenges we dealt with last year. So
yeah, we're still in a pandemic, but things are coming closer to a new normal, and it's great to see the young folks at least getting a chance to participate. Now, speaking of participation, Spirit Week is a big thing.
It really is. One of my goals as a student government sponsor is really giving the students their autonomy about what activities and school spirit activities they want to do. So the last week of October, we have dedicated that entire week to our seniors, our graduating seniors, working our way to Friday, which is going to be our senior night, which is going to be our last home football game against Livingston.
Correct.
So each day we've dedicated different activities that the seniors have chosen. Like on Monday, they're going to be dressing up as Disney characters. On Tuesday, they didn't want to miss out on any other movie characters, so they wanted to dress up as a movie character. Wednesday, we dedicated the day for Day of the Dead, right? And we're working with the Spanish Club on different activities and door decorations for that. Thursday, we're holding our first annual Halloween costume contest. So we're super excited about that. And then Friday, we're having our color war day where the seniors got to choose what each grade level color that they're going to be wearing. So the seniors are going to be rocking out in their black. They chose the juniors to come out wearing brown. sophomores are going to be rocking out wearing yellow. And, of course, the freshmen's with orange.
Wow.
So we're super excited. And then we're holding our first annual chili contest before the football game. So we're encouraging any members of the community that would like to register and participate. We highly encourage you guys to do so. It'll be posted on social media on how you can register for that. And then we'll be excited to celebrate senior night that day.
That's going to be a busy week. They're going to be breathless all of that. Well, that's that sounds exciting. And we should say there's a lot of we've talked about sports quite a bit, but there are other extracurricular activities going on in the school too. A lot of them have been challenged with the pandemic, but there's still a lot of activity. It's really important for students to get involved in something extracurricular, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every child has their own interests and they're individually specific. So that's why Ms. Rushan is doing the student government, and that's why we have a beta club, and we're starting an e-sports club, and we got all kinds of Spanish club. We got tons of different things for students to do. Academic team. Band and choir are all doing great. We've got a commercial music class. Theater is full blown this year. They finally were able to fund a theater teacher so that we could do that, and some journalism. And it's just a lot of things going on there at Upperman we're really proud of.
We just need to tell parents and students, get involved. It actually improves the grades. The data on that's pretty clear at both the college level and the high school level. So get involved in something. Well, it's speaking of something, it's about time to close out. So first off, I want to thank you both for your service as military veterans, and also congratulate you on this Purple Star status that Upperman is leading the way in. So great leadership, and I want to say thank you for all you're doing, and thank you for being part of this program today.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.
Thank you.
Go Bees.
Go Bees.